Now, of course, polytonality can and does get even more complicated than the mere family gathering of two or three tonal relatives. Do you know that masterpiece from World War I called The Story of a Soldier? L'Histoire du Soldat, a chamber ballet for seven instruments. If you don't know it, run, don't walk, to your nearest record shop and grab it. It's the best cold shower of all. Here's the first phrase of the march that opens Histoire du Soldat. Now that's a bit more subtle, polytonally speaking, because there are two instruments playing, as you can see, a cornet and a trombone. Now the cornet by itself is playing this. Now that seems to start in F major, right? And suddenly switches to F minor. And cadences abruptly in a totally unexpected E major. Now listen to the whole phrase, which, by the way, starts on a silent downbeat, just to ambiguify us a little further. One. So, F major, followed by F minor, followed by E major, all in the space of 4 seconds. Now let's see what the trombone is doing down below. One. D flat major, of all things, with its abrupt cadence in G major, without so much as a by your leave. So Stravinsky has presented us, take it or leave it, with 4 seconds of music that encompass 5 different keys. Talk about bigger and better ambiguities.